In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A blessed and happy New Year's to you all. Yes, today is real New Year's, the new year of the year of grace, which is the Church's new year. And we begin it not with fireworks and parties and resolutions that last at most a week, but instead we begin it with a season of penance and preparation and looking forward. We begin with Holy Advent, in which we prepare for the great Christmas season. Yes, you heard right, Christmas season has not yet begun. It doesn't begin until the 24th of December, and then it doesn't end until the feast of the baptism of the Lord. So go ahead, put your lights up, turn them on, but leave them up until the feast of the baptism. In fact, the first part of Lent isn't really even about preparing for Christmas, first part of Advent, rather. It is preparing not for the recognition and the celebration and the commemoration of his first coming in Bethlehem of Judea some 2,000 years ago, but rather we look forward to his second coming, when he will come in glory to judge the heavens and the earth and the world by fire. When you say second coming, many people get scared. They have seen too many movies. Real Christians look forward to the second coming. We pray for it. Our very souls cry out, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." And we even pray for it in the Our Father. What do you think "Thy kingdom come" means? We look forward to it with great joy, and yet we are understandably a bit anxious, because we want to be found properly prepared. Because the Lord warns us, he warns us to be awake and vigilant, not sleepy and drowsy and drunken with earthly things, but in a state of grace, in a state of friendship with God, so we are ready to meet him. The great father of monks in the West, Saint Benedict, said, "Keep your death before you always." He wasn't speaking about being morbid, but rather being ready to meet the Lord Jesus whenever he calls you in death or when he returns in glory. That's why in old artwork, in the pictures of the saints, you'll see them having a skull on their table or on their desk, a reminder of what lies in store. Because we know the Lord our justice will come. He will come in glory to judge the heavens and the earth and the world by fire. My sons and daughters in Christ, are you drunk? Are you drowsy? Are you fed upon worldly things and focused upon them? Or is your heart awake and ready to stand erect and receive redemption from the Lord Jesus? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.